So holding by Tzimin Tuf Reish Beis. The Rama begins the Simin Hagah Mis'anu L'machus Rosh Hashanah. Now the title of the Simin is Say the Yimei Tshuva. Say the Yimei Tshuva. And the Rama begins with Hagah V'nogin L'sana Is L'machus Rosh Hashanah. This is Taina Sev Gedal Yibu Taina Sibur. Now the Mishmur goes in and says right away in Sifkat and Aleph V'chol L'chaisim Nisbar B'simit Tov Kof Nun Ayin Sham. The Mishmurah. So the Mishmurah tells you, look back in Hilchos Tainus, over there all the dinim are explained. And the truth is, the Mechaber does talk about it, but he talks about Hilchos Tainus. So what was pushing the Ramah to say it over here in Hilchos Seidi Mei Tshuva? It was the Chiddush of the Ramah. Perhaps you can answer up here the Marshah Masechta Roshana. Masha says that the Masha explains that this is a chelik from tshuva. So the Masha is bothered with a question. Why is it that we fast on the day that Gedaliah was killed? There are many great people that died and many great people that unfortunately were killed also. So why Gedaliah ben Achikam do we fast by Gedaliah ben Achikam? So one third of the Masha is because since he was killed by the Jews, and the reason why they killed him was because they did not want to accept, they did not want to accept his teichacha. He was giving them musa and telling them to do tshuva. So as a chelik of our tshuva is to fast mimsakin for what they did, to show that we're not for that. We're different. We want to accept the musa in order to be able to do tshuva. So then it makes a lot of sense that this is part of the Seder Yimei Tshuva. Okay, then in Siman Tov Reish Gimel, the Mechaber teaches us that there's an inyan of being careful on certain chumris which we're not careful about throughout the year. And as we're talking about things which are not Me'ikar Adin, when the things which are not Me'ikar Adin. And if you take a look at the Sharetzion Tov Reish Tes, the Sharetzion says it's even things which are not just not Me'ikar Adin, but there's really maybe no makar to it either. But we try to take it on, doing elo just to be more, to be knowing more than the Shura Sadin. The question is why? If we know we're going to go back to our old ways after Yom Kippur, so what is the purpose of this? So there are different truths to this. One third is that during Aseret Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. So it's like we are in the palace of the king. So of course, when you're in the palace of the king, you act different than when you're out of the palace of the king. So true, after Elul, you're going to be leaving the palace of the king, but right now that I'm in the, I'm showing, I'm being makir that I'm in a different situation. The Ramak, who is the Rebbe of the Arizal, he explained that Kadosh Baruch Hu is noig midah keneged midah. So if we do lefnei mishur sedin, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do with us lefnei mishur sedin. Okay, it's time. The whole idea of chumras in halacha is a very interesting idea. You know, if you have an ikra din, if you have the Shulchan Aruch says, why does Shulchan Aruch b'chal bring down yesharim and v'yesharim and v'noigin? Straightforward, what's the din? So that's really a separate discussion, which is a discussion by itself. But the idea, in a very simple form, is that I'm taking a step, doing something for the sake of Hashem, a step more than what I need to do. I can really just follow the word of the law and be a good Jew and end up in Gan Eden and all that, and I don't have to really pain myself more than just doing what I have to do. But if I go ahead, and I, of course not that I'm making up something on my own, but there is another day like that brought down in Shulchan Aruch, I'm saying, Ava Pika, you know what? I'm going to be nagged like that other day. So that shows you giving of your own self for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself is Lefnei Mishura Sadin, is what is called a Yarei Shemayim. And there's a certain sign that you're showing that you fear the Rabban Shalom. There are other aspects of Chumris, which now is not time to go through, but yeah. Okay. So the Mechaber talks about Pasakom over here. That's one of the zeros that they were knowing. Simit Tafresh Dalit. of Eyes Yisrael, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The parts of this is the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara Pesachim. And the Gemara brings down a brisa. The brisa quotes the Bazavi, Nisim is nafshi sechem, shall pain your nefesh betisha lachodesh be'erev. Frank, the Gemara b'chi betisha misanin, do we fast on the knife? On the knife? V'aloi b'asar. Asar misanin, we fast on the 10th. El'aloi melechot to teach you, call ha'oichol v'shi, ma'alov ha'kosev kilu misanin t'shi v'asiri. So it says, if you fast on the 9th and 10th, which is very strange, because you didn't fast, you ate. So what's the ki'ilu mis'anet shivasir? But that's what the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara says, anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th, it's as if he fasted on the 9th and 10th. Okay. Beis Yosef says it's a smachta, and that's the way it's brought down in the Pirush Mishnayos and other places. There are those that are chaylik on this and hold that it's a din d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and that's the achra of the Mishnah Brura. In a few places, in Sim Tov Kavayin, over here, and the achra of the Mishnah Brura is there's d'oraisa. What's the nafkamina? We're passing that you always need to have kavana, mitzvah sviches kavana, but by d'oraisa, it could be it's ma'akev. So one has to be mechaven that the bein mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The Kaf Chaim has a hareini muchen umzumen for it also, and there's an inyan of bein mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah. Now the Rishonim give different reasons for this mitzvah. One reason that's given by many Rishonim, the Rashi, the Meiri, is that's coming me'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a love for Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't want you just to fast once a year and to have to fast and be in so much pain. Therefore, for their taiva, he said like this, in order to get a kapara, you need to fast. The fasting helps you get your kapara. But at the same time, I want that you should eat and drink beforehand in order that you'll be able to fast and it won't damage you. Mashal Melech Shayle Ben Yochid, he had a single child, and he was goes on him to fast one day a year, and his mitzavim to feed him, to give him drink beforehand, so he'll be able to deal with the fast. That's one reason. In Rashi on Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma that the etzem achila is a mitzvah, not so much that it's a mitzvah because you're preparing for the next day, but the achila itself is a mitzvah. If we take a look at the Rabbeinu Yoyne and Shari Tshuva, Shadalid, Ischest Ruyun, he brings down over there three reasons for the mitzvah achila. One is to show our simcha that we reach the time of our kapara, and it's to witness that even though we're worried, but we have complete faith and belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do good for us. Second reason is just like every yontif, we have a suda for the simchas of the mitzvah, which we cannot have on Yom Kippur because we need to fast. Therefore, we have the suda of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. And the third reason is like what we mentioned before, in order to give us strength and kayach to be marben tefillah and tachnunim on Yom Kippur, and to be able to do the tshuva that we need to do on Yom Kippur. So, in all these three reasons or four reasons, it's reasons of simcha. The Piskei Rid goes in a different direction. He says that he's bothered to lashon the Gemara kilu misanat shiva series. He says the teva is that if someone eats a lot and then he's fast, it's double painful because his stomach widens and then all of a sudden it's just left without food. So therefore, if you can eat on Erev Yom Kippur and then fast on Yom Kippur, you're going to have double the inui. And that's why it's learned out of the pasuk, v'nisem v'tisha. But that's there's a pasuk nafkamina. Is it there to help? Like most Rishonim say it's there to make the tinus easier. So we shouldn't be so in so much pain. We should be able to daven and say tachnunam Yom Kippur and do what we need to do for tshuva. The Rid is saying that it's the other way around, to add more inoy. So, right, the question is, can I take those atzom kal pills before Tisha B'Av to lessen the inoy on I mean, not Tishrei, I mean Yom Kippur, to take it before Yom Kippur, to lessen the pain of Yom Kippur, according to most Rishayim, Adrabah. If that's what will help you, then why not? So one will be able to do. There are also many other nafkamins between these reasons. Someone who's not going to be fasting on Yom Kippur, does he have a mitzvah to eat on every Yom Kippur? So depending on what those, if it's to prepare you for the Yom Kippur or not, is there a chiyuv pas or not? There's a discussion in the Paiskim. The halach, it's mashma from the mechaber that there's that the ikar mitzvah is to eat even without suda, and added onto that is also there's a mitzvah laharbeis besuda al tzaminik. That's what's mashma. There's a question about Lel Yom Kippur. Does it start in the morning or starts the evening before? So the Grun, the Magravim's Mesopik. The Gra is mashmas during the day. It probably depends on the different reasons that we mentioned. If you hold it to Daraisis, it's a Sufi Daraisis, you gotta be machmir even at night, ready to eat, to mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, then we have the din that there's no tachnun or erev Yom Kippur by Slichus and also by Shachris and Mincha, and we don't say Mizmor Seida. There's also Mishmur discusses by Karbonis not to say Kilo Crafty. Okay. In Simet Tafresh Hey, we have the minig of Kaparis, and the Mechaber was not a fan of this minig at all. In the old Shulchan Aruch, the title was Minig Kaparis by Rabbi Yom Kippur Shtosu. And the question is, who wrote the titles? But if it came from the Beis Yosef, then that's what he wrote. However, the Ramah does bring it down. Ramah brings down the Yeshme Agoinim Shekosvu Minig Zed. The Goinim bring this minig, and the Torah brings the minig from without any cholkim, and that's what Ramah follows. And so, and the reason why the Sfaradim do it, even though the Mechavis did not, because the Arizal was makbar on this minig. The Goin is Mitzayin Rashi Himsech the Shabbos. Very interesting. Rashi Himsech the Shabbos. Rashi says over there on the Pe'al from Beis, he brings from the Goinim that what they used to do is, he says, on Pe'al from Beis, Rashi brings down that there's a plant called parpisa, a plant that they planted in a flower pot. So he brings that shuvas agoyin matasi. Tomorrow they take the leaves of the date trees and they will make choisles baskets. Umimalar is off of a zevel beima. They filled it with dirt and zevel of beima. The Chav days, a test of Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 22 or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. Oisin lekol echa ve'echad. They'll make for every single member of the family the shame called Katan v'ktana shebebayis. V'zayin l'seichan pol mitzvah. They planted this type of bean or kidneys. V'kar le'propisa. U'be'erev Rosh Hashanah, so they used to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Noito kol echad shalai. Each person will take his plant. Circle it on top of his head, shiva pamim, vayma zetachaze v'zechalifasi v'zetmurasi, umashlicha lenar, and throw it into the river. So you see that the idea of the minig already existed in the times of the Goinim, and the reason for the minig, and this is what's important, it's not the reason why the Mechaber was so against it was because it seemed to be like Darkei Amori. People would think, okay, it's like a witchcraft that you just, I'll circle on my head and then my avers go away. But that's not the way things work. So therefore it's important to understand the reason for the minig was in order to be ma'ira the person to do tshuva. He should be mizbaini, he should think about this chicken, what this chicken's going through. It's going through the Arba Mises Bezdin, which Betzem, I deserve to I'm right to have to go through that. Right at the time of the shechita, they hold it. They grab onto the simanim by the neck, which is similar to like chenek, choking. And then when the shecht is like hereg, beforehand they also pluck out the feathers from by the neck. Then they throw the chicken down, which is like skila, and then they singe off the feathers. Nowadays they have machines that do it, but they used to singe it off, which was like strefa. So the idea is that when a person is misbinding what this chicken's going through, so too the bad thing should happen to me. Instead, we're doing it on the chicken, so those thoughts will bring to the kapara and bring to the mechila and the slicha over here. Why they threw in the river? I don't know, maybe our babies, do you eat the fish after you eat the tashlich? They usually die. You do. So you see that this, I don't know. There's different minhagim. Later on, there were problems with the shechitas. The shechitas of the sheikhtim were tired and doing a lot of shechitas one after another. They weren't being careful. So in some places, the chayadim brings down, they were knowing to do it instead on money. And they would say, this money should go to tzedakah. But again, the idea is that it's not that by doing this you get your kapara. But the idea is to be ma'oriyu b'tshuva, that you need to do tshuva for the chataim that you have. Okay, then Siman Tavrei Shvav over there talks about being mefayis. A person that's been mefayis his friend on Erev Yom Kippur. Averi Shemein Adam Chaveri, Yom Kippur is not mechaper until one's mefayis him. There's a lot of halachas that negate to this. You have to learn well Sefer Chofetz Chaim and other svar. When am I mechuyet to mefayis? For which Averi is Shemein Adam Chaveri? And what happens if the person's not around? Can I send the shliach? If the person's not alive, what do I do? Different pratim like that. Then there's the din tzvila on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, it's the din tzvila on Erev Yom Kippur. It's brought down in the Goyim. They held that it was mamish a mitzvah daraisa on the pasuk of lifnei Hashem titaru. They used to make a brach on it. So we're not knowing like that. We're not knowing to make a brach on it. But it does remain a question: what's the reason for the tefillah? So different rishonim have different reasons. Some rishonim learn based on the medrash that on Yom Kippur we're naki like malachim. So just like Malachi Ashar is a naki from Ochet, so to Yisrael has to be naki from Ochet and Kippa. So we want to be misdame ourselves to the Malachi Ashar, so says the Gron, the Bira Gra. So also we want to clean ourselves from Tuma, from all Averis and Tuma also. Others bring down the reason for Tevila is like Indian of Tshuva, in order to be entire our Guf. So that we'll be ma'ir ourselves when we're going into the mikveh. We're naked. We're undressed. It's ma'ir ourselves that who am I? What am I? And therefore, there's a meaning of tabling three times, three times because it says three times mikveh Yisrael. So it's an Indian of three times mikveh Yisrael. Others learn that the tefillah is like a tefillah sager. Some learn that it's because of carry. Just to remove in case with Tomei Tumas Keri. There are nafkaminas. A Tumas Keri, you don't have to be makbana chatzitzis. If it would be a tefillah deraisi, we have to make sure there's no chatzitzis. The Ramaz mashmah is also Tumas Keri, so one doesn't have to be makbana on chatzitzis. And if someone doesn't want to go to the mikveh, then maybe eats of teshakavin. Now, the question that comes up always is, When to tefill. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say at all when to do. The Chayadim and other Svarim bring down that the Iker Tevila is after Chatzais. However, one shouldn't be makdim before the fifth hour, meaning you have an hour before Chatzais also. the halacha lemaisa, one could travel anytime during. If they're more comfortable going in the morning, they could go in the morning. If they're more comfortable going later in the morning, whenever they're more comfortable going, they could go. There is an inyan to go after chatzis, or at least the hour before chatzis, from an hour before chatzis. But there should be thoughts of tshuva also when you're going. What the Mishmur does point out that there's definitely it's toiv that one should do before mincha, when you're going to be mizvada by mincha, so therefore to do it before mincha. And to do it before mincha. The Tafer Zayin, it's brought down the din of vidui by mincha erev kippah, which is a brisa. The Gemara says Tara Abar mitzvahs vidui erev kippur im chashecha. There's a mitzvah vidui erev kippah with chashecha. Rashi over there is mavur that the mitzvahs vidui with chashecha is after yom kippur yom kippah, before yom kippur starts. Before the night begins. However, other shayim learned that it's referring to by mincha. So therefore the mishmur brings down tzarach lezvaz b'mincha koydem sud samav sekes. And the mechaber brings down that one should be mizvada by mincha before the sudam of sekes. The Ramban over there in Yuma says one should be mizvada also after the Suda, before the night. And the Beis Yosef brings the Ramban. He says the Olam is not make like the Ramban. If he does not bring in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama also doesn't mention it. However, the Shla writes that it's Roy L'chol Yirei Shemayim to do this, to follow the Ramban, since he brings a Raya from Tesefta. Even though the Beis Yosef says Loi Nogu, he says Mikol Mokom Ani Oyma Anoi Kediv Ramban. I get up to be mizvada. Some learn that Tefillah Zaka is in the place of this vidoy. I think over here they know to do vidoy before Shkir. Someone who by mincha forgot to say the vidoy, so they do not need to repeat Shemon Esrei. However, if they remember by Al Kaina Tzar, they could say, but I mean, that's what we all say. But if they remember afterwards, if they want to say it, they could say it in the Om, but they don't have to. Okay, so next week we'll continue with the Tafresh Ches, which is Sudam Afsekis.